career, Handel sometimes taught music, but only out of necessity. Later in his life, he reported, "No power on earth could have moved me to resume my teaching duties again, except for Anne, the flower of princesses." He was talking about Anne, Princess Royal, the second child of King George. Anne was a talented harpsichordist and a great supporter of Handel's operas. Handel was to teach her composition for 10 years. In the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge, there's a series of lessons which Handel wrote for his pupil, a set of figured bass exercises culminating in 6 fugue exercises and 3 fugue models. Anne obviously found great satisfaction and meaning in her music, but finding a husband was something which caused her great stress. There was talk of her marrying Louis XV of France, but the French insisted that she then convert to Catholicism, so the idea was rejected. There were very few potential Protestant suitors available, but there was William IV, Prince of Orange. This Dutch prince, unfortunately, was a hunchback, but Anne said that she would marry him, even if he were a baboon. She desperately wanted to get out of the court, where she lived with her father and brother, whom she did not get on with. The letters which survive between the couple suggest that this marriage grew into an affectionate partnership. On the eve of her wedding, the wedding party went to the King's Theatre, where Parnasso in Festa was performed. Handel had written the serenata, a type of Italianate opera, to celebrate Anne's wedding. He also wrote an anthem, "This is the day which the Lord hath made," for the wedding itself. Unusually, it was performed as Anne and William sat in chairs and listened. Anne moved to the Netherlands, but she wasn't a popular figure. Courtiers found her to be haughty, and her belief that the British were superior to the Dutch did not make her a popular figure. Her interest in the arts became a refuge to her, and she made her ladies-in-waiting read to her for hours on end. In 1750, she received a visit from Handel, and the royal family took him to Deventer so he could play the organ at the Grote Kerk there. To end, here is a chorus from her wedding serenata, Parnasso in Festa. The work is about the celebration of the nuptials of Thetis and Peleus. In the second part, there's this rousing hunting chorus, "O quanto bella gloria." It's performed here by the King's Consort Choir under Robert King. Quanto bella gloria from Handel's Parnasso in Festa, performed by the King's Consort Choir and King's Consort under Robert King. To hear this again, please go to the FMR website, click on podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.